Jose Garcia is the executive director of Catholic War Veterans of America, based in Alexandria, Virginia. And Jose is on the telephone with us today from his home in Texas. Good morning, Jose. Welcome to Catholic Forum and happy Veterans Day.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Veterans Day to you, too.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program today. Tell us about Catholic War Veterans of America. What is the purpose of the organization and who can join?
Well, we're basically a veterans organization, much like the rest of the veterans organizations. Again, we are the Catholic War Veterans simply because in our constitution and bylaws, it requires that you be a Catholic and a veteran in order to be a member of the Catholic War Veterans. We are basically a service organization, much like the other veterans organizations, and our programs run very much in line with the rest of the veterans organizations. The unique thing about the Catholic War Veterans is that we are the only Catholic organization that is chartered by the Congress of the United States.
Wow, that's impressive. When and why was your organization founded? How long has it been around?
Well, our organization was originally started by Monsignor Higgins, okay? And we go back. We are into our 74th or 73rd year, actually, right now.
Wow.
We will be celebrating our 75th year in the year 2010. We've been around that long. And it got started Monsignor Higgins, then from New York, was the one that originated, and the organization really got started in New York, in the Bronx of New York, actually in Brooklyn, I believe, is where it got started. And we, like I said, once again, we've been around for 75 years roughly now. So,
was it founded to fulfill a particular need, or that some of the other veterans organizations were not addressing?
And that's exactly why the Catholic War Veterans did, because we found that it, in the wisdom of our chaplain, our founding chaplain, Monsignor Higgins, when he originally organized the Catholic War Veterans, it was because the other organizations were not meeting what he felt was our spiritual needs for our veterans,
mm-hmm.
and this is how it really came about.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say is the difference between a Catholic War Veterans organization and some of the other veterans organizations? How does the Catholic part of your group manifest itself?
Well, basically, like I said, the only real difference is that we happen to be veterans who are Catholics. And that is basically the only difference between us and another veterans organization. The emphasis that we put on being a Catholic comes basically from us ourselves, because as Catholics, we are practicing Catholics, and as so, we believe in our church. And there's a lot of things that we do in our programs that involve our spiritual needs within the Catholic organization itself.
So if you would get together for conventions and so forth, it would also include, say, Mass and things like that?
Yes, it does, and we normally have what we call corporate communions. Any Sunday which has any month which has a fifth Sunday in the month, we normally have what we call a corporate communion. And we gather together, and we go to, depending on the diocese that we're in and where we're at, and I'm going to use an example here because I live in Austin, Texas, and our post here, we have, from the Diocese of Austin, we have members from throughout the diocese. So we move our corporate communion from church to church,
mm-hmm.
and this month we may attend at St. Peter's, the following month we may attend at St. Paul's, as an example, and we go from parish to parish so that we also advertise and let people know that the Catholic War Veterans are around, and
mm-hmm.
We normally, we call it our corporate communion. We go to that Mass, and we attend as a group.
Yeah. Now, what in a typical local branch, or what do you call it? You call it councils, or?
Well, we normally, within the Catholic World Veterans, we have what we call departments. Now, the departments are normally the states themselves.
Right.
Within the United States, we have 50 states, therefore we have 50 departments. And then within the departments, we have chapters. Mm-hmm. And chapters are normally formed from geographical areas. In other words, within a geographical area, there may be 15 posts, and they may become a chapter together. It normally takes 3 posts to create a chapter, and then the local post would be, and you can have more than one post in one city. You can have as many as posts as you'd care to have in a city if the veterans' population determines the number of posts that you would have there.
Right.
And it takes normally 15 members to start a post.
Uh-huh. So what would be, at a typical post, what would be some of the things that they would be doing? What would the members be doing as a member of a Catholic War Veterans of American post?
Well, most posts are organized, within a city, and a lot of it depends on what the services are that we're going to provide for that. And I think that the best way that I can explain to you what a post normally does, and within each post, and this is true within the department, the chapter, and so forth, we have our officer staff, and within our officer staff, each officer's staff has a different program. As an example, the first vice commander's program covers Americanism, Catholic Action. The second vice commander basically covers speakers committees, recruitment, and membership. Third vice commander's program covers youth activities, morale, sponsorship for scholarships and sports events, etc. The welfare naturally covers the welfare of the of our veterans. We look after the welfare of the veteran. Service officer assists the members in getting their VA benefits and advises them of their VA benefits and things of that nature. And basically, we deal with the veterans community. Mm-hmm. And being a service organization, we volunteer at VA hospitals. We're, as an example, I'm a VA volunteer. I assist at the VA. We furnish drivers. We help at the VA, helping them out with wherever we're needed. Mm-hmm. Some of our members work the popcorn. Some of them serve coffee. These are things that we do at the VA.
Well, it certainly sounds like a lot going on and a lot to do. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and I'm very honored this morning to have as my special guest for Veterans Day, Jose Garcia, who is the Executive Director of Catholic War Veterans of America, and is on the phone with us today from Austin, Texas. Jose, I guess all branches of the armed services are represented in the in your organization and from all of our major conflicts?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, we have within our organization, we have all 5 services. You know, we tend to forget the Coast Guard once in a while, but they're also members and they're eligible to be members. And we also allow membership from the Merchant Marines that have served, and this comes from our old bylaws where we had them, where we enlisted them from World War II. So we still have some members that came in from the Merchant Marines also. But we do have members from the Air Force, Army, Marines, and the Navy also. So everyone, all the services are represented within our organization.
How about you personally, Jose? What branch of the military did you serve?
Well, I'm a retired U.S. Air Force.
Great.
What have you found to be the most rewarding aspects of your work with the Catholic War Veterans of America?
Well, I'm also a member of several of the other veterans organizations, but the thing that I have found most rewarding with the Catholic War Veterans is that we're more of a family-orientated organization, mm-hmm. and we deal with the family more than we do as individual veterans, and we take the family in, we have more consideration for our families, mm-hmm. I think. That's the basic that I found more rewarding than any of the other organizations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jose, how can our listeners get more information about the Catholic War Veterans of America?
Well, the Catholic War Veterans, we have a web page, and you can find us under www.cwv.org. And our web page is out there. It's also got a list to various other organizations, links within for anything that you might need there also. And our national headquarters is located in Alexandria, Virginia, and that address is 441 North Lee Street, Alexandria, Virginia. And they can contact us there at any time.
And if someone is wondering if there's a post in their area, that information would be on the website?
Yes, sir. That can also be located through the website or by calling the national office itself. And that telephone number for the national office is area code 703-549-3622.
Jose Garcia, Executive Director of Catholic War Veterans for America, thanks so much for being on Catholic Forum with us today. Thank you for your service to our country, and have a happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Bob, and God bless America and all veterans. Have a nice day.